Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. We are going to be doing DC Rebirth, I suppose, week 5, even though technically it's week 6 because there were no books on week 5. Yep, might get a little confusing. But the only number 1 for this week is the Justice League one. Otherwise, it's a bunch of number 2s. So we'll do the number 1, and then we'll do whatever number 2s we feel like diving into. So, let's dive.
Whose turn is it? Do I talk? You talk?
Oh.
How does this work?
Probably unmute you guys.
Oh, that's weird.
There we go.
Hey, now I hear me.
Hey, we're all there.
There he is.
Alrighty. Okay, number 1, Justice League Rebirth. It was actually kind of funny. When I first opened it up, I was telling Mike, it probably shouldn't have been more than 2 pages. You know, it could have been like, you talk to Flash? Yeah, I talk to Flash. We doing this? Yep. And then, like, boom, continued next week. But they actually went through with a story.
Yeah, which was weird, though, because the story was very minimal as pertains to Rebirth, I thought. Right?
It was just... For an event that it was so big, it's weird that it wasn't mentioned in any other book. It seems like every book has its own gigantic thing going on that the other books aren't talking about.
That's the only issue I have so far with this, is that it's a lot of books and not a lot of tie-in.
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, what does this gigantic thing have to do with all the other things going on in the individual stories?
Right, I mean, I understand it from the fact that it nudges Jessica and Simon to come, and it gets Superman off his alternate Earth ass.
Right, but meanwhile, now you have Aquaman, say, doing this gigantic bug thing with the Justice League, but his, like, UN-type thing just blew up.
Right.
This week.
Yes.
When this book came out. So which happened first? What the fuck is going on?
Right, and not to mention, we'll probably get into the Batman number 2 in a moment, but Batman's got his own things happening.
And I'm starting to feel like maybe I should familiarize myself with Cyborg, because what the fuck are super tubes, or whatever they were?
That was my thought. I just reading this, I'm like, okay, every character here has an individual solo book going, except for Cyborg.
I think he does.
I think
he's going to.
It might be coming.
It might be coming, but it's not out yet.
But
so
what the
it
hell
feels like, well, we need to find a way to get Cyborg in here, so here we go.
Well, I mean, he's in the Justice League.
Did anybody else know he could do super tubes or whatever the hell?
I knew he could do some stuff and things, but I wasn't aware of these teleportation tubes.
I know very little about Mr. Ray Palmer.
I mean, theoretically, he's almost like creating wormholes.
Did you say Ray Palmer?
Oh, that's the Atom.
Hey, there he is.
Whoops.
Hey, you fooled me.
Yeah. Scott was like, yeah, Ray, that Ray. Ray's something else.
Oh, I always thought his name was Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan, a.k.a. Cyborg.
Yeah, so it seems like everyone was doing stuff, but it seemed like Cyborg was doing stuff I had no clue Cyborg could do. I don't know, that's really all it was.
Well, he's got to have some moves.
Oh, I mean, I understand he's got moves, but I didn't realize.
He's got some tubes. Tube moves.
Holy cow.
That he does.
But then he's like, oh, I'm overloaded. I can't open anymore. I can't scan this thing. Like, when did you
but
become,
I know,
like...
No, but that's always, like, Cyborg's big problem, and not that I'm a Cyborg expert, is that he's legit always overloaded. Like, he's always, like, at the maximum capacity of his handling abilities or whatever. Like, that's...
Dude, it's 2016.
The only stopping him is his RAM.
I was going to say, hop on Newegg, get some more.
Yeah.
Get a new i7.
Yeah, he's always, like, out of... RAM.
You need to talk to the Cybermen.
Someone needs to call McAfee.
Get yourself upgraded.
Yeah, he's always missing a circuit. Anywho, point is, so they're fighting this big thing that Aquaman can actually, like, almost hear its thoughts, I guess, which means it's some type of space aquatic animal. I don't know what it means, but basically it tells him
Superman
that
scanned it on the way in.
He also did. But
new Superman.
But the Aquaman caught his name, that he's the Reaper and he's there to harvest humans.
Right, it's their time.
Blah, blah, blah.
And
again, like you said, though, both of you guys, like, yeah, this is kind of a big deal. Like, this thing was, like, as large as the city.
And there's more coming.
Right, and it was...
To cover the rest of Earth.
And it was squirting out those little alien things, kind of like the, don't they remind you of the aliens from Alien, the little hatchlings that attach to the face?
I was thinking
yes, a little bit.
I mean, I can. I don't say think that
they were.
Now,
yeah, they weren't like those ones were. You know, parasites. Or
I was
whatever.
Thinking Falling Skies were attached to the back.
Oh yeah, yeah. Falling Skies, good choke. Sick reference, bro.
Right. I know stuff.
The leader is good.
You always got the sick references.
Yeah, especially when the mic's off.
Word. Pop and lock.
Right. You might as well put down the microphone. That was it for you.
So, I mean, it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I
just don't understand how all these gigantic things are happening.
I just think that the fact that this Justice League book didn't have legit a reference to Rebirth, that kind of fell flat for me.
It was almost like DC was like, all right, here's what happened. We're gonna hit this, see this button, reset, we're going to hit it again.
Yeah.
And we're going to want all these new guys to do new stuff and new things, and everyone go write your stories. But, oh, by the way, don't communicate at all.
Right, exactly.
But we
right?
want it all to tie together, but we want to see what you guys come up with first, and we'll figure it out later. And then when you fail in a year, we're going to just hit the button.
You almost sound like you might be right.
It feels like they were like, yeah, go big or go home right away, but here's the thing. Don't build to anything. Have the big thing start, and then it gets bigger, and it's kind of like, all right, well, how are you even going to, like, ease into a story when
right.
they just throw this monstrous thing at you right on page
Yeah,
one?
The only reference made in that book was when the Lanterns are on their way, they kind of give you the little cliff note asterisk, oh, read the Green Lanterns to find out about the Red Lanterns. That was it.
First couple pages of this was the equivalent of Tom Segura coming up from behind you, unbeknownst to you, and going, bikes! Super loud. Like when you're half asleep, you're like, wah! Bikes! Oh my god!
Yeah, again, I don't know, I didn't think it tied in. I'm not saying it wasn't good, I'm just saying it didn't really tie. It was your typical comic book Justice League, guys are fighting a big thing.
Yeah. I mean, again,
that was it.
In Green Lanterns, they're in Arizona. And Superman is in a town 300 miles outside of Smallville or Kansas or wherever. Batman's in Gotham. Wonder Woman's out in the middle of who knows where in the jungle fighting all these monsters.
Right, she was like on her way to like Olympus or something.
Yeah. Aquaman's trying to start an embassy, and yet they're all in the same place.
Well, they got their Wonder Rings united or whatever.
They got the call.
Yeah. You got to answer
the call. Justice signal.
But Batman,
and I don't know where Cyborg lives.
He lives in the internet.
Manhattan.
He
Queens?
Just travels through wormholes.
Teleportation tube holes? Anywho.
This is the Earth Justice League story. That's why. Shut up.
Well, okay. Like I said, we're not saying it's bad, but is there much else? Because I want to tie it in.
And that was the thing. I thought when we picked up these books or whatever, I'm like, oh, sweet, Justice League number one. We got all the material we need to talk. Not really.
Yeah, it's kind of like this is my problem with continuity and interconnectivity is it's like, how does this make sense to all the individual pieces, parts that are happening in all the individual books?
Yeah, like if this came out this week and then like Superman and Batman and all of their individual books came out next week.
Right.
And they were all like side stories of what they're like, you know.
It was crazy when we fought the Reaper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly. You know, like trying to each individually do a little investigating, do a little grocery shopping, getting
right.
a week on. You know what I'm saying? And then tie it together again the following week with another Justice League.
Right.
Then it would make sense.
Right. Because if you read the Lanterns book that comes out with this one, you know, they're, like you said, they're in the midst of some things.
Well, that's why I want to just kind of.
But then, real quick, the only other two notes I made on that book was. Did Simon and Jessica actually join? Question mark. And
join
Superman just kind of said he was going to be around town.
Yeah, I think the Justice League and Superman are just kind of feeling each other out right now.
You know what I'm saying, though? But yeah, but what about like Jessica and Simon? I know they called them, but did they? They never officially were like, "Hey, you guys want to be like part of this team?" They never said that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, guys.
Right. Hey, I mean, we'd rather
brother.
Have Hal Jordan, but he's, like, doing stuff.
Hey, brother.
What's up with you guys?
Hal Jordan's, like, off on OLO watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Big monsters, whatever. I'll be there later.
It's like, dude
I'm one guy. Three. You guys are two guys.
Dude, you don't know how good Orange is the New Black really is. Okay? I tell Bruce all the time, and he's like, I don't have time for Netflix. I work during the day, and I patrol the streets of Gotham at night, and I fight weird aliens sometime in the middle.
All right.
When does this guy sleep? That's what I want to know.
What other notes do you have?
That's it for Justice League.
Why do I see something here about Batman's butt?
What?
Yeah, what the heck?
Wrong notes?
Yeah, definitely
wrong notes.
Rhymony.
All right, so I mean, it was a good book, but I think with the simple fact that it didn't tie in with anything.
See, I feel like this one should have been like the one shot and or issue zero, like we were talking before. They should have did issue zero instead of those stupid one shots.
Maybe.
But I feel like why they didn't one shot a Justice League when they had all that other stuff going on, I don't know. This would have been a perfect like 3 weeks ago one shot, right? Like right after everyone else's one shot, boom, here you go.
Or this is the one that ties all the one-shots together.
But it doesn't.
But it, yeah, it doesn't. It's just kind right. of there.
Just sort of a Justice League book that pretends nothing else is happening.
If they would have gone the extra step or two to tie it all together, I would have given it a higher score. Because it was really good. But I'm just going to give it like a 7.
Yeah, I'm in the same zone. I was going to say 7-ish.
Zone.
6, 5, 7.
I'm going to give it a 6. I just felt like it was screaming. It was like if there's a song and it's all like in every instrument's playing together and all of a sudden someone starts pulling out this wanking Eddie Van Halen solo that makes no sense. That's what this was. It was like soloing from nowhere and it's not tying into the song. It's just distracting, and this is why I don't always love team-up books. Cause
right. Yeah.
If the team-up book is supposed to tie to the individual books, this has no connection, in my opinion. So, and maybe it does later on, but why doesn't it kind of even just hint at it now?
Right.
Yeah. The only, like I said, the only hint was the Red Lantern illusion, but that was just monologue.
Right.
Who cares?
Maybe team up books are better read as trades instead of individual issues. That's maybe because it just felt like Justice. And it's like, all right, guy, whatever.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of. Like you just said, I don't know, for those of you listening, he was just like shouting and raising his hands in the air like a lunatic. But there's a couple of scenes in that where that's what they do. They put them all next to each other for those epic shots. You know, it reminded me of the opening scene of Age of Ultron when all the Avengers are going through and they all happen to go past that same tree at the same time. Like everything was like a team-up shot, you know?
Yeah.
One guy should have just tripped.
Yeah,
just
a little bit. Awesome.
Just to like,
Cyborg. Tripped over one of his tubes.
Tubular.
Too many tubes.
Right. I'm overloaded. Yeah, so the main reason I wanted to move on was because, as we were talking about, what also came out was Superman number 2. Now, there's no mention of giant bugs eating New York.
Nope.
Which completely just happened in Justice League.
There's not even a New York.
And this book picks up
but
right...
But which one's first?
Huh?
Which one's first?
Well, that's what they should have mentioned.
Well,
because in this thing, they're back to the farm, and you know the barn is built, but the kid still feels bad about the cat. But then all of a sudden, there's a weird distress call with a
right. But here's like real quick, I actually Superman this book as an individual book this week was pretty high on my list. I actually liked it, but here's the problem, and just like you were just saying, and all of us keep saying, this book actually directly references Superman 1. When Batman and Wonder Woman show up to, like, chit-chat or whatevs.
Yeah.
So, he brings up the fact that they're going to investigate this thing that Batman and Wonder Woman basically put him on. But is he part of the Justice League? Like, what's going on? That's a question.
Right. They're all just feeling each other out.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
Because he didn't want to be Superman.
But, like, story of Justice League is completely different than Justice League. I know this is a Superman book. I understand that. But it's directly referencing the other two main leaders of the Justice League, let's just say. And, like, so what, yeah, so what's going on here? Like, are we investigating submarines or are we fighting aliens? What's going on here?
Exactly my point. You know, you got two books that came out in the same exact week, and one is a gigantic bug in a city, and one of is a mind-controlled octopus in the Arctic. I mean...
Right. And having said all that, I did like the book. I thought it was good. I thought the way they're... Because they're bringing in, you know, John, or whatever.
The Super child. Boy.
Yeah, Superboy. Super Kid with his t-shirt from the thrift store.
Yeah.
Which actually I kind of liked. I don't know.
Yeah, couldn't his dad just pull one out of the closet for him?
Right.
Yeah, have Lois shrink one.
He's a half shirt. You know, I used to wash my muscle car in it. Go get Dad a beer.
Yeah. Bale some hay for Papa.
Bill.
Anyways, continue. Sounds like you hated this one.
No, I didn't hate it. I just hate the fact that they don't tie in at all.
No, I know, but I think that if we go down this list, we're going to keep hating that. Because wait till we get to Batman.
I don't care that the individual books don't tie to Justice League as much as I don't like the fact that Justice League makes no reference to the individual books.
Because
the individual books started first.
Right.
And each story is building its own thing, which is fine. But this thing is a completely separate thing that pretty much tells me they're all doing their individual things, but they're all together at the same time, even though they barely know each other in certain points. It's just like,
what? Right, but even their individual books that tie in with the other individuals don't tie into the other individual's book either.
And that kind of...
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of don't hate that. You have the Flash... Yeah, but you have the Flash is looking to Batman for answers, this, that, and the other thing, but then when you go to the Batman books, he's just, like, doing his thing with stuff. Like, it's like... Yeah, like, there's things going on right now. Did you not get the memo, Batman? Because in the other book, you knew this.
Yeah, you can't reference some books in one book and then completely ignore them in the books you just were in.
Word. Yeah, like, did
that make sense?
Word.
I know what I meant, but it came out.
I don't really know, but I wasn't sort of paying attention.
Well, you can't have Wonder Woman and Batman visiting Superman.
No,
in his
book. That's what I was saying. That's the one part I agree to.
But
like, okay, the way
but in her book,
Superman,
she's never met Batman.
They're trying to talk to him. They already kind of know him, but then in the Justice League Watchtower, they're like, we don't know this guy, so we don't trust him. Like, what is it? Do you know him? Do you not know him?
Right.
Do you kind of know him? Do you really dislike him? Like, what the fucking why? And I'm sure there's somebody out there be like, well, if you go to issue H73 from 2009, I'd be like, I don't fucking even care.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can't say we're hitting the reset button so everybody in the planet can jump on board and then leave so much unanswered right off the bat.
Well, see, and not in a connected
and I feel line. I feel like, in a weird way, the New 52 did the reset thing better. In terms of having the Justice League and the individual books all connect. Whereas I feel like this one, there's a weird disconnect here.
I'm at least hoping that it'll like catch itself up in the coming weeks. But, I mean, there's only one place to find out, and that's right here, folks.
Yes, because we do this nonstop.
No one else is reading these, so just make sure you tune in here.
Yeah, no one's reading this stuff.
So what else about Superman? What do you got? What else are you thinking? I thought it was cool that he's teaching the kid powers.
No, yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's kind of actually like the kid's discovering himself, let's just say.
I will say it threw me for a loop because when the branch came down, I figured that was going to be the point where Superboy learned how to fly, and I was completely wrong.
Yeah, me too, actually. I was like, he's going to be, like, doing stuff.
Nah, he's just going to be floating. Yeah. No.
Spoiler alert, Superboy gets knocked out.
The one part I like,
and
though.
And super spoiler, they're all super surprised.
And actually, when Superman got super pissed at that other guy,
that actually was
I was
super
like,
awesome.
I was just like, oh, dude,
super hillbilly.
How awesome would it be if this was like that episode of South Park where all the alternate, all the evil universe South Park characters, all the mustaches, but they're all super nice, or they're exactly the opposite of each other. So Cartman was like, you guys are my best friend. They're like, oh my god, I don't like this guy. I want like a mustached, super evil Superman. Although they kind of, I won't tell you what happens at the end, but. I just felt like this thing was too much like My Two Dads or something, but only one dad or one My Two Sons or something.
Well, and I still don't get... They're not doing a very adequate job of explaining, like, what the hell he's even... Like, you came here to hide and just be a dude, but you immediately became Superman again.
And also...
So get out of the effing farm and move back to Metropolis and get a condo, you know, in a high-rise and get to work.
And another thing, too, he spent, like, three panels talking about, you know, what we do is we fight for justice and we do the right thing. And it's like you're really trying to push this whole, this is what Superman is. He's about doing the right thing and being a nice guy.
Yeah, and then the Justice League calls and you're like, I don't know.
It's like, I get it. That's what this whole, like, Superman thing is. They're really trying to push the whole, they're trying to push away from the dark, brooding Zack Snyder Superman they think is...
I like that Superman better, man. I like the Justice League current Superman the best out of Supermans.
This was actually really well written. I just don't feel like I'm in the target demographic, because I feel like this one is aimed specifically at like junior high school and maybe even younger, because they're trying to push the whole dad is right, righteousness is right, and do the right thing. And I'm like, all right, fine, whatever.
So yeah, I'm in the neighborhood of like a 7.75 on that book.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's just not my thing. I'm probably like 6.5.
I guess that I think it's well written. I think it's.
I prefer action way more.
It's being I do myself. It's being paced better.
There was some action.
It's being paced well. I just don't think that it's. I think they're aiming this squarely at like preteens. Like, they're trying to really push the whole morals, values part of Superman in a kind of overt way. Not like that's the whole story, but, you know, it's about Superman's a dad now, and he's raising his son to be just like him and cool dad.
Expect him to just have, like, the coffee cup doing the Danny Tanner lecture at the end?
Yeah, it did. It felt like Full House via Superman. Like, hey, if you get good Full grades farm. This week, we're going to rent one of those scary movies like Ghostbusters. Boom!
Look out for that podcast next week.
Ghostbusters via Superman.
Brian wanted to do it on the new Flintstones comic.
Plus, honestly, I'm not a big fan of the art in this one.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Not that it's bad art. I don't like the faces.
I don't like the fact that Superman looks like fucking Fred Flintstone.
No one
right,
likes
he's
your
got the, he's
face.
Got that, he's got that rounded nose, right?
Rounded nose, like the big wide jowl.
It's almost like straight out of like the Sunday comics,
yeah,
right?
He looks like a weird napkin version of Dick Tracy or something.
What are you laughing about? Batman, yeah. I see, is next on your
I just want to see
pile.
Superman punch a building down to a pile of dust.
He punched that octopus.
All right, fine.
No, he didn't.
But he actually was
no,
like...
No, he hit it in the tentacle.
But then they were like, Dad, aren't we going to take care of the octopus? Like, no, the octopus was innocent. He was under mind control.
You know, I did dig the part where the kid, like...
Everybody knows octopuses don't have minds. They're all dumb.
Oh, Jesus, guy.
They're all, like, super offended.
Tentacle comes out of the toilet and rips Brian out.
Yeah, seriously.
What?
Batman, number two. Do it.
Batman, number two. If you recall, when we did the first Batman... I was kind of like, this made no sense, because all he did was save a plane, and then at the end,
almost.
You got to see Gotham and Gotham Girl.
Oh, just the names are just
worst
the worst
names in the history of names.
Two of the worst characters I've ever seen in my life.
I don't hate them. I hate them. The name more than anything, and I hate the fact, well, I guess we're getting right into this, I hate the fact that this book, again, does literally zero to explain anything about these two.
And here's the thing.
Not even a little.
The main
thing...
It's
like, oh, hey, Gordon, I got these two dudes.
The main thing that...
They can fly and punch a hole in shit, but I'm telling them what to do.
With no explanation of where
they
came from.
Yeah, but they listen to me because they came to me, and I'm the guy that's been doing this forever, but it's their city. What?
What I don't get...
I like the book, though.
This... And I guess it's obviously the same thing with Superman in action, but like this... Has abs like
yeah.
Obviously, there's nothing to do with detective.
Well, I'm waiting to see
both
the next
Batman
detective
books.
And see if something's going on.
So, which one is going to tie in with all the rebirth?
I mean, this is how I will liken my overall analysis of this book as it stands right now. This is, and I'm not trying to say it's like Itchy and Scratchy, but it's like Itchy
like
and Scratchy when they brought Poochie on. Like, it made no fucking sense. Like, I'm a rapping dog from outer space. It's like, what the fuck? It was fine without you. Why are you here?
See, I mean, at least with Superman in action, they're both from a different universe. The real Superman is dead. They're trying to find their place in this
universe. So we get that they're sort of along the same...
But in this one, it's like in Detective, he's wrangling up all the sidekicks and trying to train them. And in this one,
he's trying to make
just Gotham and Gotham Girl. The two worst names.
Two worst names.
Such a bad...
Two stupid
I
characters.
Mean, and where did they come... Like, he had no idea they existed, but they say that we've been doing this for a long time. This is our city. We're trying to help protect
right.
it just like you.
That's what I'm saying.
How did you fly under the radar for the last couple
of
years?
Yeah, where were you? Well, that's what I'm saying. Are they from another time? Like, what did they just appear because the timeline's fractured? I mean, you got to say something. You got to tell somebody something.
All it takes is one panel with, like, a little crack in the rift or something. I don't know.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, did when Wally finally broke back through or whatever and blah, blah, who cares? Yeah, Wally.
I'm going to call him Waldo.
Well, when that happens...
Oh, I'm thinking Wally the robot.
No, Wally West. Remember the Rebirth?
Yeah, I remember that.
The whole thing that's based off of?
Well, supposed to be.
Well, supposed... Yeah, allegedly. Seriously, I don't think a court will fucking... Ah, whatever. Anywho, the point is, I thought that they should at least... Like you said, one panel would do it. Just, hey... They're from Earth 4. Dig it. You know what I'm saying? All right.
It's just like...
Like, that's at least it's better than... I mean, I'd probably complain about that. Be like, ah, but at least they're telling you something.
Right, you'd be like, well, it's here on Earth
this guy's
4.
Like,
they've got,
this guy's like, oh, I'm going to get a hold of these guys and bring them over to Commissioner Gordon and see what's up. Duke. And who's this Duke? I'm getting tired of this guy already.
Huh?
Duke.
Oh, Duke Thomas?
Yeah, the black kid with the stupid yellow suit.
Good. That doesn't sound good at all.
What?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't actually know that much about him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him, but he just shows up again. He's like hanging out at the mansion.
He's going to get cool. Just wait.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, A, I hate the suit, and B,
I hate him.
Like, why is he confiding? Why is Batman confiding in him and talking about stuff
so
and things?
That's actually a good point. This guy is obviously in line to become the next quote-unquote Robin.
Yes.
Why are you training these two dickheads you don't know nothing about?
Bring this guy along for the ride.
He's just telling him not to step on homeless
guys. The Batmobile
guys.
Got a passenger seat, doesn't it?
See, here's the thing. Not too long ago.
In this earth, it's like a smart car.
I read Grant Morrison's Batman Incorporated.
Like Larry David.
It's a buggy.
Anyway, I read Grant Morrison's Batman Incorporated, and he literally yanks the most obscure Batman characters from like the 1950s out of retirement and puts them in this story. I mean, there's like masked wrestlers and weird South American superheroes that only have like a jean jacket and a fucking bandana over their face. Mm-hmm. And that thing is less weird than these two. They look like they literally pulled them out of, I have no, like the fucking, you know when you go to the dollar store and they're like, bag of superheroes, and it's all just weird.
Yeah. Odd
like green plastic dudes with their arms like this, and you're like,
got like a baseball mitt on his head. Oh, it's Mid-Face.
Ultimate Man, Total Man, and Wicked Man.
I understand it, but it's like, it's not even, they didn't even bring, you know, is there some kind of, did they have a villain? What did they do? Where are they from? How long they've been doing it exactly? Like, no, there is zero about anything. And what are their exact powers? Are they actually...
Yeah, they can fly.
Are they Kryptonian? Are they... Yeah, but do they have super strength? Are they impenetrable?
They can see anything.
They're Kryptonian.
They can see anything except Batman.
Yeah, right.
When he does his thing.
That was another thing. I could see everything.
I see through buildings. I see through the time and space.
What would have been amazing is if they had like some kind of like thing on the roof, and here's Batman just peeking out from it. I can't believe they can't see me through here.
No way. It would have been better if he just popped up and he was just like standing behind
him. And then I also wrote down that whole Monster Men thing. Like, that's a whole nother thing separate from Detective now, because that's not what they were going after. I don't remember what.
I think
exactly
there was like a miniseries in the 90s with Batman and the Monster Men or something along those lines. Because I did remember that.
Dude, if the Universal monsters show up now, like you get the werewolf.
Well, Solomon Grundy's kind of a Frankenstein knockoff in a way.
Or duh.
So, I mean, just it's not. And Batman has tangled with vampires in the past. Possibly even Dracula. I believe. Maybe it was
right,
Marvel.
Detective, I remember now. I just went back a minute. But that was. There's somebody watching.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, now we're dealing
Gotham
with these.
Dad.
Now we're dealing with these, like, monster men, and I don't know, it's just kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah. So, what are we thinking?
But they do bring in Hugo Strange and Amanda Waller at the end.
Yes, they do.
Which, I don't know what that was all about.
Wait, way to give away the ending, though. That was pretty
Who cares?
Serious.
Seriously?
Number.
I actually like it, I just hate those two characters, so I'll give it an 8. I think the story's interesting. I just really wish that Gotham Girl and her best friend would just all of a sudden go, oh, they had to go to Whole Foods, and then they just decided to go home. I really want them gone.
I'm a 7, and it's purely because of a couple of jokes in the book that I thought were pretty funny. I love the art.
The art is awesome, yes.
I don't hate the look of these two characters, Gotham and Gotham Girl. I hate just everything else about them. The fact that there's just zero information. So otherwise, if there was something better, I'd be more closer to almost a 9, because visually it's probably one of the better books going right now, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, as a standalone, it's great, but the fact that it doesn't tie in, and honestly, the only thing I don't like about those two is their names. I don't mind that they have these weird powers. I just wish they...
No, me too.
You could have done an I just issue don't like zero the, on the Gotham Dudes and just called it Gotham Dudes Rebirth.
They could have just called it Gotham One Shot. Boom. And then here's where they're from. Here, blah, blah, blah. And then they go at the last panel of the book. They
crash land in Gotham.
They see a hole and they go through it and, hey, there's an airplane.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We need to work for DC right now. Word? What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
But honestly, the simple fact that it ties in with nothing and I don't like their names, like... I'm stretching for a 7 at this point.
Dig it.
Okay, last no, it was 2 weeks ago. Right. The breakout star for me was Aquaman. It was way better than the Zero issue, whatever you want to call it.
Word.
This one obviously picks up where that one left off. He's fighting the Black Manta in their
destroyed embassy.
Right, and if you recall, again, that Zero issue, which was semi-lame, was basically Manta monologuing about Aquaman the entire time, and it was semi-nonsensical. I mean, I liked it, but it was, again, you're not really tying shit to shit. You know?
You ever tried that? It's super difficult.
And messy.
Yes.
Anywho.
And gross.
But, so yeah, this one picks up right where the other one leaves off. Black Manta blowing up the embassy. That British naval officer trying to help out.
Like her?
I do. I forget her name at the moment.
I feel like that would be a decent character. I just like Joanna Stubbs.
Stubbs.
Lieutenant. Lieutenant in the Royal Stubbs. Navy.
And also entrepreneur of barbecue sauce.
True that.
Ooh, nice. Here, see, my only real issue with this book was, like, there's this lifelong hatred of Aquaman by the Black Mantis or whatever.
Manta.
Manta, thank you. And, like, they've been fighting this fight for years, and then, like, they have a 5-minute conversation, and he's like, go ahead and kill me. Your life ain't going to change one bit, and then you're going to be blah, blah, blah.
You're going to feel really bad, like,
and then
six
he was like,
minutes.
Huh, well, maybe I'll just turn myself in. And then the next thing you know, they're trying to rebuild, and Aquaman's getting his shit together, and Black Manta's on his way to prison.
Right, I agree, kind of.
Spoiler alert.
Because I actually thought that conversation was actually super well written and actually made kind of almost a lot of sense.
No, it did.
You know what I mean? But the whole I'm going to turn myself in thing was a little silly. You should have made a run for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just punched him in the face again and run. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can swim pretty
fast.
You
got this weird underwater gear.
Yeah, but again, that wouldn't have tied in for what we're trying to do at the end of this book. So,
rebuild?
Something like that. Well, no, remember he gets targeted. The Manta gets targeted at the
end.
Ooh,
that's right. I forgot
about
that.
I feel like they needed him to be captured in some way, shape, or
form. See, I feel like this would have been a great story if at the end is when he gets, like, the phone call about this gigantic bug that they're about to go fight in the
Justice. That's not going
to
happen.
I know
it's
not.
Get over it,
I know.
And then him and Manta become friends.
Right? He's like Justice League B team or something.
Yeah, the Underleague. Underwater League.
No, it was just better with Underleague.
Underleague, yeah.
The Unjustice League.
Yeah. Anywho, I actually really liked the book. I really liked the art. I just really didn't like you, the tie
the way
the non tie in and the ending in general, but I don't know. I like where this story's going individually, even though it's not a rebirth story again.
Yeah, it is.
But I do like the politics of it all and the whole thing.
The political politics?
Well, you know what I mean.
You want to elaborate on that?
The whole, like, you know.
You know, the whole politics.
The whole politics thing. I do like the story, is the point. But, again, who knows where they're going with this?
They're going to build a new embassy. They're going to rebuild. Did you read it? He said it. We're going to persevere. We're going to rebuild.
Bigger and better.
Right. Mitt Romney 2016.
With stricter security.
Yeah, right? As far as all the single stories go, this is easily one of my favorites. I mean, there's only a handful of them, but...
Right, and this book reads pretty short because, again, it's just a pickup where the other one left off, and it's just basically the confrontation. So it's a short read, but...
Yeah.
But again, with the exception of the I give up, it was pretty good.
I agree. Brian, do you want to say anything about it?
I mean, you guys pretty much covered it all. It literally was a couple of fists thrown combined with, this fight has been going on forever. Are we going to keep doing this?
Why don't we just stop? Man, I never thought of it that way.
Hey, side note, though. I'm not sure about Manta's weapons, but isn't Aquaman maybe not absolutely or 100%, but isn't he extremely impenetrable, typically? But he catches a spear to the shoulder.
Talk to his wife, I'm going to go say, never mind.
That was just
bad from the start.
Not against pinkies.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, kids.
I didn't even star on the rails. I just flopped over and then just slid down.
Anyways,
really
you know what
slow.
I'm saying? Like, I didn't know that he could be just side. Hit with a regular spear. Unless that's a not regular spear.
Keep that in, though.
He probably did his research.
Let the audience know we're human.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You know what I mean, though?
He's got
I thought he was. I thought he was extremely impenetrable.
Yeah, I don't know that much about his... Well, I mean, even look at the first episode. The first issue, we're like, man, he just dresses like them
Drylanders.
Yeah, exactly. The
in
dry
his
guys.
Fish scale suit with his green elf boots.
And that's why you don't fit anywhere, stupid. Your fashion sense is redonk.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you need to talk to some of the Aqua fans. No?
No.
Maybe. Right. So, yeah, I'm in...
I'm bombing on purpose. You know that, right?
I hope so.
I'm in the 7.58 range.
Which is it?
7.58 range.
Well, I'm in the 8 all day. It's one of my favorites.
I'll go 8 with you.
All right, I'm 7.5.
Mm. I'll go 8.1.
Oh,
no. Look at this guy.
Big no, dog. I'm going to
no,
give
you're
it
like a 7.
I'm going to give it an 8. It was a little less... it had a little. It kind of like went wound down from the intrigue of the first issue, but I definitely still am on board. This is pretty great.
I'm kind of into it because I think maybe they're going to... I feel like Laura's going to have a place in Atlantis. The lieutenant.
Crikey.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, that crikey shit's getting old though, right?
Nope.
Really, you like
not
it?
Totally.
It actually, really? It's a little weird because that's more of an Australian thing, isn't
I
it?
I thought, but maybe not. I don't live in either one of those countries.
Are
so.
You sure? I mean...
I live there in my head.
I wish I did.
I know, right?
Moving on.
All right, Green Arrow. If you remember, I'm sure by now, if you're listening to this, you've read the first one. So at the end of the first one, he gets shot with, like, an arrow or two in the back, and he, you know, he dies or
he
whatever.
Got a poison arrow in the heart.
Is that a thing?
Didn't you ever hear the song Shoot That Poison Arrow? God,
apparently
why do I gotta explain that?
Why do you know that?
Because I am an aficionado of 80s pop music sometimes.
Uh-huh. So, this one picks up where the kid... you got names written down,
Amiko?
Right? Yes.
The sister?
And?
Shadow?
And Shadow.
Right.
Are trying to dispose of the body, make it look like he was a drunkard, druggie who just fell off his boat.
Dude, let me just... stop you right there, because that so far we all like the first Green Arrow for the most part, right?
Hashtag and beard conspiracy,
dig it. The whole like I'm 98% sure he's dead, like seriously, you're just gonna throw him in the ocean without slitting his throat?
Oh no, yeah,
you know what I mean. Well, like
we just cut his head off next time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, stake through the heart. Just make sure in case he's a vampire too. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like the whole like, oh, we're gonna throw him out to sea, and then a fisherman's gonna find him, and
he'd come back on Sleepy
his
Hollow.
His old Chinese grandma is gonna nurse him back to health, and then make out with him while he's dreaming about Black Canary. Spoiler alert, by the way. I should have led with a spoiler alert. But
it sounds like something you just made up on the fly, but it's actually...
It's legit. That was almost verbatim.
A part
everything
of
but Nana's name.
Well, not only that, but like the fisherman who found him was a friend. Well, he had the homing beacon, so yeah. Whatever.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was well,
he
and that was
up on shore
that was the trick thing,
because
though,
the bleeding guy in the ocean,
but
apparently
was,
didn't trigger the shark.
That was Amiko's homing beacon, so she must have planted it on him
because she knew he was alive.
Blobbity blobbity.
There you go. You just answered your own question.
Okay.
Slorpity schlorpity.
Whatever.
But my only thing with it is like having him apparently die in the first issue was kind of huge, and what really, and I'm not saying I, you know, they killed him finally, this book rules again, but like that was a big deal, and
right,
it made
some,
you want to read again
intrigue, yeah.
But you're gonna bring him back to life in the very next book. It's like,
yeah, you're gonna spend that like couple of weeks knocked out. You could have had Canary going on the search,
right,
blah blah blah,
leave people hanging.
And that leads me to like two of my other problems with this book, and it's... What's so funny?
I just think like they could have done like a... Remember that episode of The Simpsons where Krusty the Clown flew his plane into the mountain?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden weeks go by and they see this guy, Rory L... What was his name? Rory Breaker? No, that's the guy from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Close whatever up. His name was, Rory L. Clown, we'll just say. He's working at the Fisherman's Wharf, renting boats to people.
Right, I would have been happier with something like that. But
like,
anyways,
Black Canary's in the mall and she's ordering a pretzel, and she orders and she's like, "You look really familiar." He's like, "No, I don't. Go away."
My main problem though is that in this book now, and again, I know we're going to have...
Rory B. Bellows.
Nice. I know we're going to have separate, let's just say, villains, but it seems like moving forward here, every single book has their own major catastrophic event imminent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where there is no tie-in of any sort. It's not like...
Did they get to that in this yet?
Yeah, well, in this one now, remember they had those underground men, and now in this one, now they have the burning men, right. And they're on the Inferno ship by the Ninth
right.
Circle.
I feel like the big thing is coming, but it hasn't come yet.
No, it's the Ninth Circle, remember? They bring it up. Yeah. But like, what's that? What's going on? What happened to the right. underground
well,
zombie guys?
I'm saying
what's going on here?
In Superman, you got Talk a giant me. Bug Talk sucking out the city. This one, it just seems like it's preparing for it. It hasn't gotten there yet. But it's coming.
Justice League was the bug.
You know what I mean.
I
don't
do.
Be a dick.
Superman wow. was the octopus.
Green Arrow's not even in the Justice
Superman
League.
Superman
right
is
now.
Not an octopus.
Yeah, where's Green Arrow?
Brian? I didn't write the Justice League book. I don't
You're
know.
A jerk.
He was busy being thrown into the drunk.
Oh yeah, he was dead. That's the only tie-in we can.
Yeah, he was building like homeless.
That's the only tie-in we. He was. That was his 2 weeks unconscious.
Yeah,
he was
right.
Justice League one.
He was building homeless cake parks and you know driving around on his super motorcycle.
I do like that they John Diggle is in this one.
Yep.
So that's kind of cool. I do dig that.
Well,
the dig.
My only real issue with this book was the guy who found him. Forget his name. Henry or something.
Whatever.
He apparently has been a longtime confidant of Mr. Oliver Queen, and he's helped him out just a ton in the past. And he's like, now that his house is taken away, his accounts have all been cleared, and he's broke, he's like, yeah, I need you to help me get my shit together.
Was that the same guy that found him?
Yeah.
That he called on the phone?
Yeah. And then the guy's like, yeah, I'm not doing shit unless you pay me first.
Yeah, that was kind of pimpy.
I have bills to pay, dude. Like,
yeah,
Oliver's
you has to resort to his secret lair that nobody except him knows
under
about
a tree.
In a tree root.
And why wouldn't you stash a couple hundred grand in there?
Just because, you know, he didn't think
like, if I ever had an end-of-the-world bunker, like, I'd probably start stashing
well,
some
Well,
cash.
It's the end of the world, you don't need
in the
cash.
Wall because he doesn't trust banks.
Well, you're kind of right. It was just one of those things where it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, how many movies have you seen where everybody's jam bag has a couple hundred grand in it? You know what I'm saying?
Jam bag?
Breakfast Jesus. Club.
Come Take on. It easy there.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, yeah, I mean, there's, again, I think in
Why do
every
you carry
one of these.
All this shit? It's my jam bag.
In every one of these books, we're going to find plot holes.
Fact. Especially in the back of Oliver Queen.
Hey.
Wow.
Too soon.
Is it, though? Because he's alive.
Is he?
Should we talk about his front holes making out
he might
little
be a,
Chinese ladies?
He might be a zombie.
Anywho, yeah, this for me is just like a step under Aquaman. It's still one of my
I love the art
favorites.
In this, and
it's,
I love the way Canary's drawn.
Yes.
There's a couple of good panels in there, the dream sequence ones, where he was like kind of descending to hell to
yeah,
some
it's,
degree.
Yeah, it's not the same as the current, like or you know, the Black Canary run that was going.
Right.
But it's not the same style artwork.
It's the same her, though,
but it's
right?
the same. Yeah, it's the same. It's the punk rock,
right.
fishnet, Black Canary, which
love
is
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love the look, and I love the way that they draw her in this book.
So, since this is right behind Aquaman for me, I'll just go 7.8.
Zoinks.
Weird.
Well, I don't. I can't. If it's right behind, I can't make them both eight.
What I find intriguing is that Batman is the world's greatest detective, and yet Black Canary, so far, has done more sleuthing than Batman has done.
Sleuthing? Look at this guy with the fancy words.
In any of these books. Batman has done zero sleuthing.
He does, he's doing a lot of Slytherin.
He's doing a lot of mentoring. Slytherin. He's like a big brother. You know what I mean?
So he's hanging out with the
I'm
wife.
Just saying, in the Bat...
Might as well be.
In the Detective Comics book, Batwoman's carrying all the heavy load. And in this one, he's just, you know, ordering around these two idiots that fly around and wear a fucking old English G on their stupid face.
Yep.
I hate those. I fucking hate those two characters. Even though I like the book. Anyway, I'm going to give Green Arrow an 8. I still like it. I think it's really great.
I'm going to give it a 7.
God, you know, damn it.
I think it's dropping.
I'll drop come back. Everybody at this
point. We have one
Love
book
the art,
left.
Though.
And that would be the Green Lanterns number 2. Again, another one of my favorites because the two new Green Lanterns are just really awesome.
Yeah, I do. I do like
they're really cool.
Well,
I totally like their coolness.
I do like this.
I was getting
semi-bumbling.
Well, here's the thing. they spent about two pages talking to Jessica, or she, you know, she's monologuing in her head about her anxiety issues and how she, you know, sat in a house for 3 years, she never left, and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And here she is out shopping for towels, and then all this the hell towers activate, and everybody gets angry. And then Simon Baz comes driving in, like, getting Green Lantern is awesome, and you can see all kinds of stuff that is awesome. And I'm like, dude, this guy is awesome.
No, think, dude, you're awesome.
Right?
I think what's I think what's making everybody angry is their Bed Bath & Beyond coupon expired. It's all like, fucking towels are from Port. I go, oh, my God.
The only thing I don't understand too much is...
Brian really needs, like, sustenance.
If you're a Green Lantern and there's just, like, regular dudes are, like, enraged, like, big whip. Like, what are they going to do about it? Just you're make a Green Lantern. Yeah, like maybe. A regular human being, even 1,000 of them running right at you.
Put up the bubbles like you did in Justice
League. You don't have to put up nothing. You're automatically shielded by the ring.
Or you just fly up a few feet.
These are not the lanterns you were looking for.
Yeah, or you do the mind trick. Duh. Everyone knows this.
See,
they do make an Emerald Sight reference, which I'm still wondering.
Here's the funny thing. Because Jessica is still... learning how to do constructs and stuff. She's trying to, you know, work on the willpower aspect.
I do kind of like that aspect of it, though.
Hal's still watching Netflix.
Yeah, Hal's still watching Netflix. Simon, on the other hand, seems to be... he made a Humvee construct, but then...
with a robot arm.
After she jumped out... Right, the robot arm was awesome. And then after she jumped out to save her sister, he crashed. He's like, well, there goes my Humvee. Like, dude, it was a construct.
Yeah.
It's like, not... like,
didn't it explode? When the doors were blown open?
It's a construct. It's not like it runs on fuel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
how is there fire?
Just be like, fucking zap, give me another car.
We might have to go to the tape.
It'd be like, new doors.
No, there was no fire. He just crashed it into the towels.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it was silly.
That's always going to be a Green Lantern kind of thing, because if you think about the power of a lantern, why do they even bother making any things? Just... put something inside somebody and have it expand and blow everybody up.
It doesn't work that way.
It does work that way.
Have you seen it happen?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You can only construct something that you can see. It's kind of like, what's his face?
Okay, then put a bubble.
The warpy guy, the blue guy?
Then put a bubble around people and shrink it until people are squished.
Someone he sees?
Nightcrawler?
Yes.
Jeez, all of that for Nightcrawler?
He's your favorite. You should have spat it out.
I did know who you were talking about, but I didn't know that's what you were doing. Anyways, the point is, I do...
I like how you just figured out Green Lanterns.
I just think that they can do more than have ever been. You know what I mean? Like, why would a Green Lantern have to make a truck when he can just ride around in the air? What is he going to get an effing truck for?
Or... they, you know, bubble up all the angry people, and then Cyborg just super tubes them out of there.
The only thing I did like was when
Tube him right to prison.
When he handcuffed himself to Jessica. That was
neat.
Cool.
Dude, everything Simon does was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Because I remember she was like saying something about, oh, the Justice League saved me once. She's like, yeah, they arrested me once.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're, I do like the book. I do like where they're going. Again, totally different thing with Atrocitus. Is that his name?
Yes.
And
I mean, it's
the
not
whole,
pronounced.
The whole Red Dawn thing, the whole... Again, you have a completely 100% thing happening outside of everything else that's happening.
Right. You got giant bugs in one book. You got all this other shit going on in other books. Yeah. And then in this one, you got hell towers springing up, making the entire planet
angry. I mean, at this point in time, it's like, Earth, who needs it? You know what I mean? Like, Jesus. You know, everybody's trying to just blow this place up or fucking move here or whatever. It's like, dude,
it ain't that great. Stay where you're at.
Yeah, like, why would you want to live on Earth? Jesus.
Oh, we're trying to go to Mars, for fuck's sake.
I'm trying to get out of here. Jeez. Yeah, I'm just saying, it'd be like abandoned ship with all of this baloney going on. And then I got, you know...
baloney.
Batman over there, you know, stopping bank robberies. Jesus.
Another thing. Like, why?
I care about a plane going down. I got bigger fucking problems. I got
hell towers.
I got an alien eating cities. And I'm worried about a plane with two guys stole a rocket. Really? This is what I'm dealing with rockets.
So we got hell towers. We got giant squids. We got giant bugs. And we got Batman.
This guy, he stole some service to air missiles.
Batman trying not to body slam Solomon Grundy on a homeless guy.
Seriously. Yeah. Nice reference there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm worried about this homeless guy here. You almost let him get squished. But seriously? We care about this homeless?
Did you say seriously?
Yeah.
No, it's awesome, too. Batman, the billionaire philanthropist, leaves the guy sleeping in the park.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't squish him, but don't look at him.
Don't give him an apartment or anything.
Don't you make eye contact, because he's dirty.
I got an opening in the warehouse. Yeah. But fuck you. Just don't break his leg.
You got your fork truck license? No? Oh, too bad.
Sometimes I don't think these writers think of these things.
Yeah.
Again, DC, you got three guys here that you need to put on the payroll. We'll clean up this rebirth mess.
I'll get it all tied in 2 weeks. That'd be it. It
takes three panels.
Yeah. I don't even need a whole book.
I don't want this grimy homelessness all over my suit.
I need 2 pages. Right.
I'll just, dude, give me a Twitter account. I'll 140 character to shit out of this thing.
Three tweets. I'll have this thing tied in.
Hashtag rebirth fixed. We should do that. Hashtag rebirth tie-ins or something. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
We'll get our own timeline called Rebirth.
Rebirth, review and rebirth. No.
Wow. So anyways, I still think that Green Lantern is one of the stronger books. It was pretty good.
Yeah, so anywho,
even though I just kicked it into balls.
No, I agree. I'd have to say Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, and Aquaman are my favorites.
Yeah, this is one of the better, like, as far as I know, Brian was dogging team-ups, and I don't know if you'd call this a team-up. Kind of is. But as far as a team-up or a pair go, these two are probably my favorite, for sure. You know what I mean? Until we get more Flash action or something, maybe that'll do something good. I'm going to give this one an 8. This is going to be my top pick for the week. Well, an Aquaman, but yeah.
8.5.
Hi-yo! He's going 9.
Still the best book. He's going 9. It's still, like, far and away.
Brian's going 9. I feel it.
I said 8.5.
No. Oh, Scott's going 9.
I'm actually, because I don't want to...
Oh, 7.5.
Nope. 8.25. Jeez. Right in the middle of you knuckleheads.
I can't even put that on the website.
That's so
not
dumb.
With that attitude. That I'll dumbest. Recode it, just like I do everything else.
I can't do 0.5.
Now, here's the one thing I do want to point out, though.
8.25.
And this is probably what everyone who's listening has been thinking the entire time. Why the fuck are you guys giving these things 7s, 8s, 9s, when all you did for the last 45 minutes is complain about them? Answer me that.
I'll tell you right now.
Because they're awesome.
They are pretty good. But my job is to find out what's fucking wrong.
What good is a review if you're going to say everything rules, this thing everything rules, is every awesome. Page rules?
Give it the Simon Baz review. It's awesome. You're awesome. This is all awesome.
No, but I mean, not to dog anyone, but I've listened to and read reviews where they're like, this thing rules, everything rules, I like stuff that rules. It's like, all right, well, what did you not like? What would you have done differently? That's kind of the whole purpose of a review.
I would have tied them all together.
Dude, these things rule.
No,
I don't want them tied all together because I don't want it to buy 400 books a week.
Yeah, you don't. You read his like I do.
Yeah, well, I'm the one that buys 400 books a week.
He buys 2 copies of everything.
I'm just saying, like, every time there's an event, they're like, oh, and there's going to be all these, like, side events, but they're all tied together. Get them all. It's like, I don't have...
Get them while they're hot.
I don't make 600 grand a year.
Man, I want to keep rambling.
And I don't have a lot of free time, so.
I want to keep rambling, but it has nothing to do with
how
rebirth,
am I
going to
fucking read what? Weird... How
just
am I gonna...
about comics in general. We should probably cut this.
Why?
This
what do you want to ramble about?
Well, I picked up, I didn't buy it, but I picked it up and thumbed through the new Star Wars Force Awakens comic. Is anyone else?
No.
It is on here? Exact like the first 15 minutes of the movie. Word for word, shot for shot.
Oh, of...
Of the Force Awakens?
It's because why would you watch the movie when you can at a piece of paper?
Yeah, they do
the
that with, what was that? So that was like stupid. That Civil War book we picked up and we were going to maybe do.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was silly.
It's like,
it's almost
dude,
not worth it.
And
it didn't really tie nothing in.
And there was the best part. Like, I'm glad that they didn't put it in my box because they do that sometimes because I still read Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. There was like 100 of them on the shelf. And then I was like, oh, cool. What's this? And I'm like, oh, this is the movie. Yeah. No, no thanks. Not paying $4 for this.
Well, here's
I'm waiting for Trading Places to come out in comic form.
I would buy that.
Yeah, but let me tell you the secret. So answer me this quick side note while we're talking. Yeah. Well, do you know how... all of the other written stuff is not part of the actual universe anymore.
Wait, so, what?
You know, like the Star Wars universe.
Right.
So if none of the new comics are going to be, why bother reading anything?
I didn't know they weren't going to be tied into anything.
They're not. The only thing that's actually considered like canon is the cartoon and the 6 movies. 7 now.
You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. Now I have a headache.
Why?
I don't know. So, yeah. Rebirth, there you have it. That was week 5/6. Yeah.
Word.
And, yeah, don't forget to check out the rest of the site to find all of our other Rebirth podcasts, Rebirth book reviews, Rebirth stuffs and happenings, right?
This is the place.
So, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at XSourceNX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at ReviewandRoast.com. Nope. Facebook is Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. And you can go to Review and... Neither one of you even caught that.
I don't listen to you.
So, yeah, go to ReviewandRoast.com. Don't forget, you can buy your movie tickets there. No long lines. No sold-out show problems.
Yay.
Like Mike always has.
What?
And, yeah, help us out and we'll help you out by giving you free awesome podcasts. Let's do this. See you next week.